This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook is not only my favorite sportsbook, but it's America's top-rated sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits. Bet on the basketball team of your choice to win their next game, and if they do, you will claim $100 in free credits. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only. Wager paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
I get for working overtime.
Overtime! I still think I got a little situation. So listen to me, sister, listen, maybe you can help. I think I give a lot of fathers my consideration, but not for me, and I will send a bit for someone else.
Welcome into overtime. Fanrun Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville, live from the Fanrun Radio studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt, in here with you guys. Apologies for the late start. Blame the drive today. This one
Blame
wasn't
him.
Our fault.
Yeah, it's not on us for
this
once.
This one was not our fault, both here in time. Technical difficulties and some questions from the drive. Just Kid Rock talk, basically.
Kid Rock talk. I mean, a lot was going on. The station as a whole has been kind of booming, bustling today. You know, a lot of movement. A whole lot
Lots
more movement,
movement
from the drive.
Lots
Normally,
of movement.
You know, it's out of the studio, right out. Today, it was like a bustling beehive in here, you know?
Very weird. Very
a little weird.
Vibes.
Strange day.
A little breaking news to start off the show. Apparently, Tucker is 6'1", so
apparently,
there's that.
Hey, you got everybody go check Houston's Twitter. He said it. He is the law. Will is a liar, everyone. I want that to be known. Even though Houston called me a liar.
I mean, Houston's kind of short, too.
Hey, let's... I'm 6'1". That's what it is. It's the long and the short of it.
We measured up outside. That means I'm around 6'7"-ish, is I think what we finally concluded.
I don't know.
Like, that's being generous, I think.
So what do you think?
Like, on a score sheet. Like,
so
I'm like 6'1". I'm like Kevin Durant. On a score sheet, I'm probably like 6'2"-ish, but in real life, I'm like 7 foot. You
okay,
know
that's
I mean?
Fair. Okay, yeah, sure, sure, sure.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, it's your pro day numbers.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Speaking of Kevin Durant, a hell of a performance.
Insane.
Last
we called it.
Night.
We kind of called it, right?
I don't know if we called it, but Matt Huckabee definitely called it.
I said something. I
think we all said
it.
The Nets were going to win. I think we all agreed.
I think I said KD was going to go off.
But he called it literally.
He did say the number.
45
yeah.
plus points.
He did, and he
first
did.
Player in NBA history in a playoff game to have 45 plus points, 15 plus rebounds, and 10 plus assists.
Yeah, it was nuts.
As well as playing all 48 minutes.
Had a couple steals too, right?
A fantastic performance. Yes, I believe he did it almost all.
All over the place.
Still
it was,
like, 10 assists with barely any turnovers, I believe. It was a very, very well-rounded game. A legacy game is what people are calling it.
He did what he does, you know, but he took it up a notch. Like, you know, his normal output's probably like 30 points. He decided, okay, I'll turn the dial up to a 9 instead of an 8, and he dropped a, you know, cool little 45 plus.
Yeah, 49, 17, and 10 for the
That's nuts.
The Slim Reaper, the Stick Gang Mafia member himself, Kevin Durant, putting on for the skinny guys everywhere. In other news, you also had Blake Griffin with 17 and Jeff Green with 27 going 7 of 8 from 3-point range.
That's pretty solid.
That's what you need.
That's what you like. You know, if you're trying to win a playoff basketball game, you like those numbers.
And James Harden shockingly played 46 minutes, but did get 8 assists and 6 rebounds to go along with that.
He was
and,
out. He was you know he was out there running around.
I mean, he was 1-10, 0-8 from the 3-point range, but 8 assists, had that. I mean, brilliant pass, just a brilliant play to ice the game by just dribbling the clock until 2 seconds left on the shot clock and then pass it to KD and see what he can do. Brilliant play calling right there from
really
Steve
good.
Nash.
Yeah.
Got him his 8th assist.
Yeah.
I don't know how that shot went in, but that was...
It's KD.
Like, there was, I believe it was John Reed and Talk Sports who were talking about this yesterday in terms, and I think we might have mentioned it on the air yesterday as well. What?
We'll get to it in a minute.
Okay. But I think we might have mentioned it as well, but there's no KD moment. Last night, obviously, the game is a KD moment. But that shot over Chris Middleton to ice the game was KD's moment.
Yeah, I mean, it's what he does, you know. I mean, his other moment is a shot over LeBron to ice, you know, game, what was that, game three?
Sure.
So, yeah.
But that one was in a sweep, and it wasn't as convincing because you also have the other guys with him. This, you have a injured James Harden,
Kyrie
Irving. Yeah,
this was
a
bigger moment. Exactly. I mean, it wasn't on a bigger stage, I guess, but...
Definitely not on a bigger stage.
Bigger moment, for sure. I mean, just in terms of, you know, what he did. It's pretty nuts. Mm-hmm. Pretty impressive. I still root for KD. You know, he left Golden State, but we had some fun.
He's by far like the most likable player in the league.
Oh, for sure.
Right? Like, he was the most hated at one point, and now he's just transitioned.
I never hated him.
But, he was the most hated in the
league. Oh, yeah, for
sure. And he has just transitioned that to being the most likable guy, and I think it's just because he...
The Twitter.
Yeah, the Twitter. He's just an average human being who is exceedingly well at basketball.
Yeah, he's just, you know, he's just a regular guy who is, I mean, would be... better at his job than you are at any or anyone you know is at their job.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of people who are pretty good at their job, did you see Dick Vitale's tweet last night?
No, is it? Does he have?
You didn't see Dicky V's tweet last night? This was by far the funniest.
More Pepto?
No.
Okay.
The funniest tweet.
Actually,
I might have laughed the hardest at this than I've laughed at anything else Dicky V has ever done.
Was he trying to be funny?
No, he just tweets out simply 19 hours ago. So after the game last night, also. The at Brooklyn Nets get a gutty game from BBC James Harden playing with a bad hamstring. Nets up 3 with 12 seconds left.
What does that mean? What does he mean with that?
I did some, I tried to look into it. I tried to go with all combinations as possible. Maybe, James Harden got a guest appearance on the hit TV show The Big Bang Theory, and he means Big Bang character. James Harden.
Okay.
Perhaps.
I mean, I've heard. You know, I've seen that. You know, I've heard people use that. You know.
Perhaps James Harden is a big fan of the 1990s stuffed animal, and he's a Beanie Baby collector.
It could be. He could be a Beanie Baby collector.
Maybe he's a lead singer of a Rolling Stones cover band, and it's a Beast of Burden cover.
It could be him.
Maybe he just knows much he likes strip clubs, and he's a bouncing butt club guy.
I don't actually.
I got a couple more.
Okay, keep on. Roll them. Roll them out, Will. How much time did you have?
I had a good amount
of
time
bored
today.
Okay.
Yeah, in between shows.
I get it. Okay.
Maybe.
Okay.
Dick Vitale was just wrong and thought he could be perhaps related to a teammate of his, and he's Bruce Brown's cousin.
Okay. Sure. Bruce Brown's cousin, James Harden. Everybody knows that.
Maybe he's just a bad boy child.
He's a bad boy child.
And finally.
Like the son of a former Detroit Piston?
Sure.
He's a bad boy child?
Joe Dumars kid.
Yeah, that's him.
And finally, maybe, he is the leader of a committee that honors the great boy band that Aaron Carter's brother sang in, and that would be the Backstreet Boys Committee.
I think that one's probably more.
Probably that one?
Yeah, that one's probably more possible.
There was a lot of bad tweets
last night. What the hell is Dickie V talking about?
No idea.
What is that? Is that a term? I mean, well, it's a term.
It's definitely a term.
It's a term. It's used. It is used. But in sports, you know, I don't know. Yeah, I Dickie V. He needs some Pepto.
But no, that wasn't even the worst of the tweets last night about
from him?
The game. No, not from him.
Was
that was by
say,
far
yeah,
the worst
that's
tweet
be worse.
From him. I don't even know. I didn't click on any other tweets. I just saw it pop up on the
timeline. The replies are very funny to that tweet now that I went and found it.
Did you find it?
Yeah, I went and found it.
I'm glad. But the other tweet, and it was a very, very bad tweet. Reggie Miller tweets out last night, and in quite possibly one of the worst ratios I've ever seen. It's sitting at 9,693 likes right now, 8,237 quote tweets. So
that's a lot.
Not a great ratio going on right now, but
is it that barbecue picture I showed you yesterday?
It's not that barbecue picture.
Okay, Minnesota barbecue looks rough, people. Anyways,
I'm just going to throw this out there and see what the response will be. If you're Steve Nash in the Nets, would you sit James Harden and Kevin Durant in Game 6 because of the heavy minutes tonight and push all your chips to the center of the table for Game 7?
No. No, I'm going with no. I think you want those guys to play basketball. I think they usually help out the team more when they're playing. And you could, you know, finish the series tonight and not even have to worry about playing another game.
Yeah.
I'd
rather worry about winning twice than worrying about winning once and then having to really worry about winning once.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it, you know, I think you have a better odds of moving on if you let your best players play. Sitting a guy in the playoffs? Really? That's a little silly. They don't play till tomorrow? Right?
I don't think so. Yeah, no, they got a travel day.
Yeah, so that's dumb.
Yeah, games.
Who tweeted that?
Reggie
Just
Miller.
Some random? Reggie Miller?
Reggie Miller. Did you not hear me say Reggie Miller?
No, I guess my brain ignored that. But Reggie Miller's thinking like that? What are you doing, dude? You played in the league. It's the playoffs. Playoffs? Talk about playoffs. Playoffs. Come on, Reggie?
I mean, that's just Reggie. Maybe.
I guess.
I mean, they're not playing the Knicks, so Reggie probably just doesn't understand. He was playing against James Stark and Patrick Ewing in a series.
Yeah, sure. For sure, yeah.
I guess that's kind of the equivalent of a Giannis and a Chris Middleton, maybe. Like, I don't even think Patrick Ewing was pretty good. I don't know. The two Giannis
Patrick
brothers.
Ewing was pretty good.
The two Giannis brothers combined last night for 34 points and 43 minutes, as the younger Giannis brother only got 1 minute and no points. But still combined.
Yeah, it's like Wayne Gretzky and his brother. They combined for the most goals all time.
Exactly. I mean, it's like KD and James Harden. Finally, like the team comes together. These two stars
KD
come together
and, James Harden
and combined for 54 last
yeah,
night.
Yeah, pretty good. I mean, what an absolute.
I mean,
know.
They combined for 54 and 18 assists.
They put on a performance.
That's insane.
It's nuts. I mean, they came out and they put on a show, and you know they did it for the city of Brooklyn. I mean, that's what it's all about.
But a shout out Jeff Green, 35 minutes, 8 of 11 from the 3-point range, 7
Nuts.
Or 8 of 11 from the field, 7 of 8 from the 3-point range, 27 points plus 12 on the night. Huge performance right there.
Huge.
From him.
Needed it.
Is this obviously, I don't want to distract because I'm a Nets fan. So I don't want to distract from the win, obviously KD stepping up and doing
sure.
all the things he did. I don't want to distract from that.
Right.
But is this more on the Bucks and Giannis or more credit to the Nets and KD? Obviously, I mean, it's probably 50-50 or whatever.
Giannis played sloppy down the stretch.
Definitely did.
Played sloppy down the stretch, as he does. I mean, I said that last night, that I expected him to kind of flounder near the end, and he kind of does in big situations, at least for now. He's still really young. You know, he'll get that mentality, maybe. I don't know, that discipline that lets him hold it together late in, you know, important games. But, I think KD, man, KD can have this moment. Like, he's allowed to have this moment of he went out there, scored 49 and 17.
It would have been so much better if he got that 50th.
Oh, for sure.
So much better.
A 50-point playoff game sounds a whole lot better than 49.
50-point triple-double.
You can't get to the line one more time,
KD. He did.
KD?
He got to the line to get – he had 48 points.
Oh, really?
And he got to the line, missed the first one. They were up by three, so or they were up by two. He went up by three with the free throws. But, yeah.
That's tough.
It was tough to look at.
By the way, Houston is very mad at you.
Yeah, I saw that. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know why he's mad at me. Houston, I didn't say anything, okay?
I don't think he's mad at you. Tagged me.
No, he added me and then said, "This slander will not stand."
Oh, I didn't see this tweet.
Yes. So, I didn't say anything, first off.
I mean, he did tweet at me and say, like, did you just call me kinda short? I don't believe I threw the word kinda in there.
Ooh! Okay. Well, swinging. Houston, I didn't say anything. I mean, I just, you know, I was just sitting here, and Will was trying to discredit your...
I got to see him tomorrow. I keep forgetting I still have to go in the mornings now this week. Like,
yeah.
Usually I can get away from this.
You're going to catch one in the ribs.
Yeah, I'm going to. Houston's one of, like, I like Houston, but he's not like Rick and Cam. We've talked about him before during the boxing thing. He's like the nicest guys at Fan Run. The guys, like, when you see them, they just make your day better. Houston's not like a guy who makes your day worse, but he's one of the guys who will, like, punch you in the stomach or, like, flick you on the shoulder. He's a hands-on big brother type of guy. Even though he's not the big brother, if you're catching my drift.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, you're going to have to, you know, we're talking boxing. You might have to box Houston.
I'm going to box Houston when Arch Manning doesn't come to Tennessee and I punch
him
twice in the face.
No.
He still owes me a punch from Kerry Blackshear, and if Arch Manning goes to UT, I'm going to be
a
little
disappointed. You miss out on a punch. Yeah, you miss out on a punch.
I'm going to be a little disappointed.
Yeah, but the
a little disappointed.
We'll win some football games.
But
It'll be pretty cool.
I'll be a little disappointed.
Sure. In, you know, February, when he commits, or when he signs.
Yeah, I'll be like, aw.
And then August, the roll around, I'll be like, my God, I never wanted to punch Houston.
Exactly, but he'll probably go to Clemson, so what are we talking about?
Yeah, that's how those things kind of go.
More overtime next. Don't go anywhere. Yeah, everything around me, Fandon Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville, Overtime, rolling right along live from the Fandon Radio studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt in here live from the Fandon Radio studios, like I said.
That's where we are. We're in here, hanging out.
Undisclosed location. Fandon Radio
from
studios.
Parts unknown.
I mean, we might have to be speaking from an undisclosed location if we start talking about this, because this could get bad. I mean, if the wrong people are listening, this could get bad, as Barrett Salee tweeted out today, and I found it interesting. I looked up a couple and thought about a couple that I believe, and I wanted to get your take on it, see if you have any in your mind. What sports conspiracy do you swear is 100% true? Now, besides, like colleges paying players,
that's
like,
real.
Like those
yeah,
are
that,
all
that's
real.
Not even, yeah.
Every single reply is just like the exact. It's just one fan of a college saying, my rival pays players, and it's just over and over again in the replies. Those aren't conspiracy theories. Those are just true facts. I mean, like the flu game, do you think that was bad pizza
ooh,
or hangover?
Ooh. Okay.
Where do you stand on that? There's a lot of Michael Jackson ones, like first retirement. Was that a secret suspension for gambling?
Michael Jackson?
Michael Jordan. Did I say Jackson?
Yes.
My fault.
I was like,
there's too many
first
MJs.
Retirement. I don't know of his, you know.
His comeback tour?
I don't know of his second one, you know? Like,
there's just too many MJs in the world.
Yeah, there's a lot of MJs in the world. That always threw me off as a child when mom asked me if I wanted to listen to some MJ in the car, and I said, yeah.
And then she'd put on a Michael Jordan
and it was like
podcast.
It was like rock with me. No, it was like rock with me, and I was like, that basketball player sounds weird. He doesn't sound right. And, but yeah, a sports conspiracy?
Or just conspiracy theories in general, if you have any good ones.
I mean, a sports conspiracy, I've tried to think, but I can't think of one that's like sports related. I'm thinking of, you know, some.
A lot of them are old, but like the NBA rigging Game 6 of the 2002 Western Conference Finals, the Kings and the Lakers series.
Okay.
If you remember that one, Tim Donahue was involved in that, the
gambling.
Oh,
yeah, it was fixed.
Like,
yeah, I've heard him talk about that game. I mean, yeah, I believe all. Is that a conspiracy theory? The whole thing Donahue talks about? Because, yeah.
Do you just believe that?
I fully subscribe to that. That's for real. That they wanted to, like, you know, extend series to go later and stuff like that. And he was saying, yeah, for sure, I believe that.
Whoa.
For sure.
I just saw a Reds one.
Oh, what we got? Pete Rose?
Pete Rose had a secret agreement to be reinstated to baseball after lifetime ban. Pete Rose has long acted as though his lifetime ban for gambling on baseball was never supposed to be a lifetime ban and that he would eventually be reinstated. However, then Commissioner Bart Giamatti died just 8 days after the suspension was handed down, and many fans believe his promise to Rose died with him.
Whoa. That's crazy. I actually didn't know that either.
So Pete Rose,
man, what bad luck from Pete Rose there. The guy that suspends you dies 8 days later? And nobody, like, is too, no, everybody too afraid to be like, well, that's, I mean, that's, you know, he did that. And, you know, we can't go on, a dead man's wish. You can't go against a dead man's wish.
Fair. Matt Huckaba, our guy, tweets in, says the Super Bowl versus the Patriots and the Falcons was fixed. The refs got the Pats back in it. This is one I believed a lot in the moment. Like, watching this game,
I believe that
14-year-old me made a video of just screaming at the camera. How... This game, the greatest comeback of all time, to give this quarterback the most Super Bowl rings of all time and all these different stats. Like, okay, maybe the Falcons just choked it away a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, especially if that's your evidence of just how crazy it is.
Like, did the NFL make the ball land perfectly in Edelman's hands on that insane catch
that he made? Yeah, that wasn't human. That's one of those things I point to Tom Brady's legacy. I mean, you know, him being able to motivate Edelman, you know, and get him... you know, skillful enough to make a grab like that, you know, that really speaks to Tom Brady as an athlete and as a pass thrower, you know?
Well, no, I mean, if you deflate the balls enough, they fall slower.
They bounce. It's like a volleyball,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and they fall slower because there's less air, there's
they,
less
no, they
density.
Actually, they filled them up with helium.
Oh.
That's what happened.
So they float?
Yes, they float too. Tom Brady is Pennywise.
What does that mean?
I don't know. In my nightmares, I hate him.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if I'm not a big horror
movie guy. I
don't hate
Pennywise.
So I don't really know the backstory to Pennywise. I didn't know if there was. I didn't know if you were just calling him a clown.
He is a clown. No, he is a clown. Let's just go with that. He's a clown.
You're just going to go with that?
I'm stealing yours. Yeah, that's fine. Who cares?
I can't believe you just called Tom Brady a clown.
He's a clown.
It's not true. I'm trying to find. There was one more that I really liked, but I cannot find it for the life of me. Give me 2 seconds. I remember it. I'm going to find... Oh, there it is. Warren Sharp tweeted it out. That's who it was. that's why I couldn't figure it out, because Warren Sharp isn't one of my follows. I'm just scrolling through bookmarks.
Right.
Like, everything from the past 2 days I've bookmarked and then just been scrolling through trying to find things to talk about. And so I get lost easily. But what is your dream QB / play caller pairing? Of all time, anybody, anytime. Who is your dream QB / play caller?
Okay, well,
is there a QB that kind of got shafted from the not having a good coach to start his career, and that's why he didn't have a good career? Is there a coach that
you know
that
you know what? I'm glad you said that, because that popped a guy into my head. And just, you know, if you could rein in his personality and get him with a guy like, and you're gonna call me a homer, whatever. It's the style of football that I would think you know.
Alex Smith.
No. I'm talking Andy Reid here.
Oh, okay.
If Andy Reid could have got a hold of Johnny Manziel, kept him down the straight and narrow, ran an offense that I truly believe he could have been. I'm not saying he's going to be great. I'm not saying he's Patrick Mahomes. I'm just saying he's probably still in the league.
It's fair.
I'm saying he's probably still in the league.
It's fair. I'm going to go through, see if I can find any good ones.
And also, I mean, he would have just had, even in those days, you know, when he was in Cleveland, like, who was his receivers? He had Odell, right?
Mm-hmm, he did have Odell. And then I think it was just Andrew Hawkins.
Did he have Odell?
Josh Cribbs' corpse.
Yeah, I was about to say, if he got...
I don't even think he got Odell.
I was about to say, I think that was a Baker trade, was it not?
I believe it was.
Because I think he was still in New York. I don't think Johnny had anyone to throw to. I mean, even back... When was Johnny Manziel in the league? Is my...
He was the 2014 draft?
That sounds right.
I believe he won the 2013 Heisman.
I mean, that would put him...
Or maybe 2015 draft, because I feel like he would have been on the cover of an NCAA game if he was playing while they were still being made.
Yeah, probably. He was in the 2014 draft.
2014, I was right the first time?
Jeez, yeah.
I'm around, a genius.
Yeah, he was 22nd pick in the 2014 draft. I'm trying to think. Did we have, like, Chris Conley back then? We were that's still better than the Browns at that time.
Chris Conley, legendary Georgia wide receiver.
Yeah, I mean, he was fine for the Chiefs for a little bit. I mean, hey, I got no problem with him.
Fair.
Well, I mean, what's a? Do you have any other conspiracy theories or quarterback coach combo you got on your head?
I don't, honestly.
You don't?
No.
Really?
Like, maybe.
Oh, we had Dwayne Bowe. Yeah, Johnny Manziel's winning a Super Bowl, okay? We had Dwayne Bowe. Are you kidding me?
Is that Jamal Charles year too?
Yeah, we got Jamal Charles, Anthony Sherman. That's noted.
Sausage fingers. Best
fullback in the league. Dwayne Bowe. We had Travis Kelce.
It's really easy to be the best fullback in the league when you're the only fullback in the league.
Hey, take it easy. And, yeah, that's pretty much, they only list one wide receiver in our starting lineup, so apparently we only ran with Dwayne Bowe those years, which really makes sense.
If Vince Young maybe didn't have Jeff Fisher, or if Jeff Fisher didn't have Vince Young, like one of those two switches,
right.
I think maybe either of those go better, but I think those are just two guys who are destined to fail no matter what they got. Like, those are just two. Like, Vince Young was not going to care about football no matter who his coach was. Like, that was his mentality coming in to the league. And Jeff Fisher was bound to screw some things up.
Sure.
That's just who Jeff Fisher is.
Yeah. But he's a likable guy that screws stuff up, though.
I love Jeff
least.
Fisher.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
I mean,
like,
at least he's likable.
I'd take Jeff Fisher on the Titans right now. Like, I don't
would
even
you?
Care. Yes.
You'd trade Vrabel?
No, not a head coach. I didn't say that.
Oh,
but
I
would put – I don't care what – if you have to make up a job for Jeff Fisher.
You make Jeff Fisher
Jeff
like
Fisher
the tight ends coach.
Put Jeff Fisher in a Titans polo.
Outside backers.
Exactly. It doesn't matter.
I don't know what Jeff Fisher – his
it doesn't
his
matter.
Position.
It doesn't,
he seems like a backers coach.
Let's just give him facial hair coach. Just tell every guy to grow a good mustache. He could do that.
That'd be fine.
Could figure him out.
That'd be good. Your team would automatically look tougher. That's why the 80s guys in the 80s, I think, look tougher. Everybody had a mustache.
Hair.
Yeah.
That's why first basemen are so scary.
Like long sideburns and a mustache, and then a cowboy collar, and I think you're instantly like at least double the strength that you had originally.
Here's the last hypothetical I had. Paul Feinbaum tweeted out a caller just suggested that a normal fan. This wasn't not really a hypothetical as much as just a question, but that a normal fan should be added to the playoff committee. Do you think that's a good idea?
Yes.
So do I. I'm
100%.
I'm glad we can agree.
Put
on
me
that.
On the committee. I don't care.
Well, that's the next question. Who would you want to nominate? What I guess maybe not just one strict person if you can't think of one.
Yeah, because it's hard because are they a normal fan at that point if you know who they are?
Exactly. No, they're a little crazy. But what what fan base would give the best person. I don't think this might sound mean.
I don't think we would have a good one.
We have, like...
You think we're too emotional?
I think we're a little jaded by all the teams that are around us.
A little biased.
So we would, no SEC teams would be making the playoff. And I also think that we don't... As a Tennessee fan, like, I don't think Tennessee fans watch a lot of outside the SEC football. Like,
I do.
I don't, you do.
You
but
do.
In terms of, like, just our fan base.
Right.
Like,
we kind of
do this for a job. So we watch. I feel like we watch a lot more.
Well,
I
okay.
Could be wrong. I could be wrong.
I also have a biased viewpoint because, like, my dad was a football coach. So, like, any bit he could, you know, like, there was times he had two TVs mm-hmm. in the living room. So, like, maybe I'm
Six
a little
flex.
Had a different. No, they like they weren't like nice, but you know they had TV, they had football on them. But
it's like the scene from Back to the Future. No one has two TV sets.
they rehydrated the pizza. I always thought that was so cool. But I mean, I guess maybe. People don't watch outside the Tennessee Vols. I don't know. I mean, they definitely watch the SEC, right?
For sure. But I also think they're jaded and wouldn't vote any SEC teams in. I think we would be getting, like since a couple Cincinnati's,
yeah.
a couple UCF
Yeah,
I say
Georgia's sitting there right on the edge, and I'm like, mm-mm.
They're seven.
Cincinnati, you're going dancing,
exactly,
buddy.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, that's fair.
But no, I think I'm trying to think. Is there any, like, super fans for college football that you would – like, maybe the sparkly guys from Florida State? You know the sparkly guys from Florida State?
The sparkly guys from Florida State? Oh, yeah, the guys who just cover themselves
in
glitter.
Sparkles, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let those guys in. You think they're still
good.
Sparkly?
Oh, have you ever worn glitter?
I don't, yeah, I was about to say, no way you're getting that off.
There's like,
and that was, it was like two coats.
Like, I've never.
They put a primer on.
I've never been to a strip club, but I've talked to strippers before, and they tell me that glitter is one of the few things you can't get out. Like,
right.
It's just, like, it's like sand,
yeah.
but shiny.
Yeah, that's why those glitter bomb, like, mail, you know, those boxes. That,
if you fall for one of those, that's on you.
You think?
Yeah. Yes.
It doesn't say anything about a glitter bomb on the box, though.
But you can tell.
It's just a box.
No,
it's just
a
box.
You can tell when something is a glitter
bomb. It's
got
your name on it.
If it is
double open it?
Wrapped
what
and
if
you don't remember ordering something and it doesn't say a
what
company.
If, you know, what if it's something cool? Maybe you got something cool. You know?
Fair.
I mean, that's always my thought.
I might start glitter bombing people, but like putting something cool inside the box.
Yeah, at
so
least
they're
happy about
mad.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. Like a mini vac inside
have
of a
you,
glitter bomb.
Have you seen the videos where the guy will... you ever heard of a porch pirate?
Yes, I know this dude.
Yeah, so he will... a porch pirate is someone who steals packages off people's porch. And...
Try to think of a... Keep going. I'll think
okay,
of something
sure.
funny.
And what he does is he puts a... He rigs up a trap. And it's just a regular box. But inside it, when you open the box, I'm pretty sure, like, the last one he made, like, was made of metal. And it had four phones in it, like, cased in it, recording on motion. And so you would see them. And then upon that, it would shoot out. It would spray something.
It would spray fart spray. And
yes.
then spin glitter everywhere.
Yeah, spin glitter. And, like, the glitter was, like, sticky glitter or something like that. Yeah, it was... It was a pretty good one. I want to do something like that.
If the porch is wood and a porch pirate makes you walk the planks, there we go.
Boom.
Got one.
Hilarious.
Got one.
That was so good. The best one you've ever had.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. And then finally, just hitting through my Twitter bookmarks. That's what these shows are usually. Did you see the ratings for college baseball this past weekend?
I browsed them. I scanned over them. I saw we were pretty high.
We were very high.
That
in the
LSU
rankings.
Game, set
yeah.
game two.
Both the LSU games were in the top five. Game one and game two were both in the top five for viewing. NC State Arkansas game three. That one got a lot of viewers. I probably towards the later innings, once that game was still close and Kevin Copps was still pitching. A couple other games ended. People switched over. That one had 799 K viewers. LSU Tennessee game two. On ESPN2 had 763K viewers. Dallas Baptist versus Virginia game two. That was at Sunday at 12. That had 693 viewers. Arkansas NC State game two. They had 681 viewers. And then Tennessee LSU game one was at 547,000 viewers.
That's
we
not
were
bad.
In the top five. Both of our games are in the top five. Same with Arkansas and NC State. But if you look a little bit further down, Tennessee and LSU game two was also in the top 10 again, as it was also on ESPNU, and that got 281K views more than Ole Miss Arizona game one, Ole Miss Arizona game three, Dallas Baptist Virginia game one, Virginia Tech, not Virginia.
Yeah, is that
so
where
that
it was
just,
on ESPNU and then switched over?
Yes, yes.
So but, we still had 280 something, which was that people, what was that? Was that because a game was just not finished yet?
It's just both of our games are in there. Okay. We have three on this, even though we only played two games.
I mean, I think that's a lower number because it was just like a partial broadcast,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. I think so too.
That's still impressive. I mean, you know, a lot of people were going to that channel to watch that game.
Well, I mean, if you add them up, our game. Hold on, let me quickly.
Can you add those up? Because it's technically the same people.
It is the same game. I mean, if you add up just the same game and then in terms of total views for one game.
Sure. But that's people like. It's the same game. So the same people who watched that ESPNU broadcast flipped over to ESPN2 once it switched to ESPN2.
Yeah, let me have my moment, though.
Okay, go ahead. Add them up. Is it over 1 million?
I think it might be close to 1 million.
Hell yeah. Yeah, do it just so
yeah,
we can
we're
say.
At 1,044,000.
Yeah, that's, I mean, 1,044,000?
1,004,400.
Okay.
I think if you if
a
I
bunch
moved,
of zeros
yeah,
in the middle
yeah,
there,
yeah.
buddy.
If I,
okay.
if I moved
yeah.
a bunch of decimal points, uh-huh. I did just 763 plus 281.
Okay.
So then I
you're
tried,
having to move.
Yeah,
some
I was moving some commas
to the
decimals.
Tens,
yeah,
you know, hundreds.
You
yeah,
know how it goes.
That whole thing. I remember fourth grade. That was cool.
Fair.
Yeah.
Fair. But like the lowest game.
It's not bad. I mean, if you give us something to cheer on, like we'll turn out. Mm-hmm. I don't care if the rowing team was up, you know, doing something. I feel like they're. I'm not saying they'd be 1 million. I'm not saying they would be 1 million.
I'll remove myself from the conversation.
I'm just saying that
I
you
bully
would see
the rowing team.
I'm not bullying anyone.
No, before I bully the rowing team.
Oh yeah, don't yeah, you don't bully anyone. But I'm just saying you would see a noticeable jump. You know? Just having that orange a part of an event, you'll see a bump. That's all I'm saying.
I guess. I don't know. But I mean it's definitely impressive
to
see
cool
where
to
we
care.
Rank. Oh, for sure, for sure. And I think it was Rick who mentioned it after a caller on the drive-in mentioned it, and I think I mentioned it either on the Blitz or on this show. I can't really remember. Doing two shows, you kind of lose track. You
I mean,
know what
you're
I
just
mean? Just
working so
a
hard.
A company man, you know
yeah.
what I mean? But
you stay here.
Mentioning that the fact of having this successful baseball can parlay if Josh Heupel can get a couple of good, I don't even want to say wins, just good games under his belt to open the season. It can really parlay into having a very, very good atmosphere for
yes.
college football.
Yeah.
If
I mean,
people are still buzzing off of Omaha.
Stuff like this compounds, you know? I mean, you're excited about the school regardless, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think, especially if you go out and you win the Natty. You go out and you win the Natty in baseball. You go out and you win this Natty. Things are going to be buzzing.
Yeah,
people are going to be happy. You're going to bring the baseball team out at the football game. Game one, right? Wouldn't you think? Wouldn't you think? Just to honor them, you know, get that
maybe
get 100,000 people to stand on their feet for the baseball team. That's going to happen.
Maybe not game one.
Maybe not game one. Maybe game two against Pittsburgh.
Maybe
even, that first SEC game.
Yeah, perhaps.
But that'll happen. Everybody book it. Remember that. You will see these boys on Neyland.
And they'll definitely get a shout out in Thompson Bowling probably too.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. That's the next year. You know, we'll already be.
I guess.
I don't know. It might be a little removed at that point.
It's fair.
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know. If you bring a ring to Tennessee,
true.
I
don't care. I
don't know
yeah.
if we'll ever let you
I,
leave.
I say we just put them on parade floats and march them up and down the street until, I don't know, next season starts?
Yeah, sounds good.
That'd work.
Sounds good.
That'd be pretty cool.
Just instead of building a statue, just make them stand still in front of the torchbearer
yeah.
for a couple of days straight?
Yeah, just, you know, give them like one of those little, you know, a little water cooler so they can get something
paint
to
them
drink.
All metallic?
Yeah, like those guys who dance in Times Square.
More overtime next. I think we're drafting. We're drafting?
Something, yeah.
I'll break the title next. We're drafting okay. next. Don't go anywhere. There must be some kind of way out of here. Fandom Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville, overtime rolling right along live from the Fandom Radio studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt, rounding out hour one right here. We're going
to
draft right here, but
yeah,
we looked,
lied.
We looked at each other and
we
realized that two guys of our brain capability
yeah, we
can't draft in 10 minutes.
No, we can't stay on topic for more than like 30 seconds. So,
speaking of which, did you see that there's going to be a beer shortage in Omaha?
I did, actually. I don't. I think it's literally just they're floating that idea.
Just in case it happens?
Well, they saw Tennessee clinched. Tennessee's coming.
Pause.
And
pause twice.
And, you know, and they were like, okay, guys, those people, they're going to drink a lot. They're wild. So let's go ahead and float the idea that we're going to have, you know, there's a possibility for a shortage. So maybe they pregame a little more, don't drink as much in the stadium.
Maybe this
and
is,
we save the beer.
Maybe this, yeah, like what you're saying about pregaming, like maybe this is their way of like limiting capacity because it's up north, it is Nebraska. Maybe they're still a little scared of COVID. So
getting
like,
people to just stay away and drink elsewhere.
Like if you just have them like, okay, maybe they'll just pregame way too hard at the tailgate and then just sleep through the game. Like that's,
yeah, okay.
People have had that happen before multiple times, I feel
yes.
like.
Yeah, oh no, I know of many people who
I mean, there's a Daniel Tosh joke about it.
Who have missed games on Saturdays at Neyland. I've seen many just kind of. Just scattered about, not making that walk to the Great Bowl by the river.
Whatever you do, don't go check the group chat. But Omaha officials address the concern for a potential beer shortage at the College World Series. As fans and teams gear up to travel to Omaha this week for the College World Series, thirsty fans are facing a concern. Is there a beer shortage? At a press conference on Wednesday, the chairman of the Metropolitan Entertainment and Convention Authority chair said she believes there will not be a shortage of beer at TDA this year per Gene Page. Quote, we're utilizing a lot of local breweries.
Oh, that's cool.
To ease any supply issues. So
that's good for local business.
Sad. Yes, good
I mean,
for
not,
local
not
business.
Not our local business, but their local business.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
good. That's what Omaha is about. It
right.
is stirring
Small
the economy.
Town.
The biggest city in Nebraska.
Yeah.
But
how big is Omaha?
It's got to be at least 12. But I do see a little bit of an issue of using localized breweries because I don't know how many baseball guys are IPA drinkers, like IPA
Which
drinkers and stuff like that, like
mean
the local
IPA.
Brewery. In my mind, it does.
Okay,
but the local brewery type craft beer guys. I don't know if are giant baseball fans, but I do know that I feel like. Baseball fans, and maybe this is just you can drink whatever you get your hands on, and I haven't reached that age limit yet.
Okay.
But, I feel like they're a more domesticated type of bunch.
Like
buds. Like, no free shout-outs, but you see what I'm saying?
Baseball fans,
yeah.
you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. Probably a more domestic beer drinkers on average. But beer's beer on a hot day. So I think it'll be okay. Hopefully. Maybe. Otherwise, it's pretty rough for that business that... You know, the Omaha asked for some help, and they're like, yeah, we'll give you our beer. And then they end up exposing large groups of people to their beer that's awful, and their business goes under.
Just a bunch of signs that just say, the beer stinks here.
The beer stinks.
This beer smells like Tucker.
Oh, man, they don't know what I smell like. All right. Okay. Sometimes you're just hurtful. Yeah. You attacked Houston earlier, and now you're attacking me.
I lash out. Because I'm unsatisfied with myself, if that makes you feel any better.
Okay. Yeah, it does.
And get real sad real quick just to counter all the
No,
the
it
anger
does make
me
feel better, yeah.
But yeah, no, beer shortage. Beer shortage.
That's tough, yeah. Well, no beer shortage, actually.
Yeah, perfect.
They gotcha. It's one of those gotcha headlines.
Gotcha moments.
Yeah.
David H. Murray tweeted out, the organizing body chair says she's not concerned and local breweries are helping
That's great.
With expected demand.
That's great.
The schedule as it relates to the SEC begins with Vanderbilt against Arizona at 7 p.m. Eastern on Saturday. Tennessee obviously will play Virginia at 2 p.m. on Sunday, and Mississippi State will meet with Texas at 7 p.m. Eastern time on Sunday.
Man, I'm excited. I'm just really, really...
How excited are you?
Well, I'm starting to get a little nerves because, you know, the chances of us losing are becoming more... You know, they are increasing.
Every game you play, the higher your chance of losing.
Right,
is.
But if we lose this game, it's not over.
No, you still got the double elimination
You still got
factor.
The double elimination, so that's something to hang your head on.
And we showed we can
win. We've not lost yet.
And we've showed we can win in a double elimination this postseason by going through the SEC tournament like we did, run ruling after getting beat on controversial cards.
Yes.
Like that's a good comeback.
Mm-hmm.
It shows resilience inside that dugout.
Yeah, I just hope we.
It's
you know,
dugout, not locker room, right? Or is it the same clubhouse?
Dugout. Clubhouse is where the locker room would be.
I just don't want to get yelled at. I said point one time and got crucified, so I'm very careful
right.
when I talk
so,
about
yes,
baseball.
So yes, dugout and clubhouse, okay. those are both okay. correct. But yeah, I mean, I feel like our chances are pretty strong. Most confident I've ever been in a Tennessee sports team in any sport. I'm just itching for it to get here. Really, you know, it just feels like. We were riding really high, you know, it was a lot of baseball, like right after another, you know. And I guess it's not been, you know, it's not going to be any longer than what we did wait between SEC and regionals, right?
Or it's
or
not,
regionals
it's
and
not
super
any
regionals.
Longer than like waiting for a football game.
That's fair. But it just, it's a big baseball game.
I see what you mean. Like, I feel like a kid on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Like, I was talking to a GP.
And it's a week.
Yes. I was talking to GP3 yesterday because he, I don't know if anybody knows this, but GP3 has been going through the 75-day challenge, and today was his 75th day. Tomorrow,
hey.
He's off of his 75-day challenge.
Shout out, GP.
No alcohol, lost a good amount of weight. Like, real
yes,
proud
sir.
Of the guy. Real
good
impressive
stuff.
Story right there. So, just shout out to GP3, but we were talking about it on his 74th day, and I was like, this is just Christmas Eve for you, isn't it? Like, you can't wait to have a cheeseburger or something like that. And he's like, yeah, like the counting down the days kind of sucks. And that's what I feel like right now.
Yeah.
Now, like, not trying to take away from his accomplishments, but like, I feel like a kid on Christmas Eve just having to wait until
mm-hmm.
Sunday. Like, I normally, like, during the, I watched a little Super Regionals because it had a little bit more implications, but I didn't watch
right.
a lot of regional baseball, barely watched any SEC tournament baseball. But I think because I'm having to wait this long and it's these good of teams and these good of matchups, I'll probably watch that Vanderbilt series. Like, I'll probably watch every game that happens this, I said series, but every game that happens this week.
Yes.
I definitely am going to be glued to my couch this weekend. Cannot wait for that.
I'm excited. I'm just a little kid getting ready to go to Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory.
Mm-hmm.
Chonklet. You like that N I threw in there for some reason?
Chonklet. Fat chocolate.
Yeah, the Chonklet Factory.
But no, I'm excited. I don't understand how you cannot be excited. Like, there's no...
There is a buzz around town.
For sure. I don't know if you've seen... I don't know what they are, and I don't want to shout them out or anything, but there's been a Twitter page, as all Twitter pages are trying to come at Vol Twitter, but calls
it's
themselves
pathetic.
The most loyal fan base, wears basketball and football jerseys to a game, and that was, like, their main insult. So
Hilarious.
I think Vol fans need to pull up basketball jerseys and football jerseys to the baseball game
this would
weekend.
Be a good move.
It would be
That's
a
what we
great
need to do.
Move. Vols taking on Virginia this weekend at 2 o'clock. We're drafting next. Don't go anywhere if you don't want to miss this draft. We'll be right back. Hour 2, overtime. Fannin Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville, live here from the Fannin Radio studios. It's Will Stevens and Tucker Holt in
Woo.
Here with you guys going up until 8 p.m. Final hour of the show. Getting started right now. Tucker?
Yes.
Tennessee, somehow, some way, has gotten painted as the villain this year in Omaha. We are the bad boys, the bad guys. The one your parents warned you about. We are those boys.
That's us.
I mean, Evan Russell. I believe it was Evan Russell. It could have been Jake Rucker, but I'm pretty sure it was
Evan. It was Evan Russell.
Evan Russell had the quotes talking about how he embraces the villain mentality, and so does the fan base. It seems certainly that way that we are embracing it on
yes.
the Twitter world.
Mm-hmm. I
do you agree?
I love it, yes. I fully embrace it. I think it's hilarious that people are so butthurt at just... You know, some pretty standard, what I would think to be some pretty standard heckling, you know, just fan banter. You know, they can't take the heat, and when you can't take the heat, you get out of the kitchen. You know, we helped Paul Menary and the LSU Tigers exit the kitchen. We got it. We helped them out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm cool with being the villains. You know, there's some pretty cool villains out there, you know, bunch of them.
Yeah, there is a good amount of villains. I got 50 sitting right here in front of me. Would you like to do a little draft?
I would.
Fair.
I would like to do a little draft.
Fair. Would you like to go first? You want to do a random number generator? How do you want to do this one?
You know, I'm not picky. I think there's a ton of villains. So I it's up to you. Do you want to do something random?
I would like to go first for the first time in a long time.
Sure, go ahead.
With my first pick, probably not a great pick, but I'm just going to go ahead and take my favorite one off the board. Give me the Joker.
Yeah, the Joker's a good one.
Joker by far is my favorite. I mean, the Batman series are by far the only
pretty good
superhero movies or that genre of movie that I really enjoy.
Right.
And it's because it plays on the duality and the yin and yang and all of those stuff. There's always two choices in a Batman movie, and you can never tell which one is the correct
right.
choice. And I mean, then the movie, The Joker, obviously kind of
fantastic. I mean, just
everything.
I mean, the best movie made that year, I think. I think it should have
mm-hmm.
won the Oscar. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. But yeah, Joaquin Phoenix was incredible. Heath Ledger was incredible. Yeah, that role has been lucky to have some like insanely talented actors to really give that character what it's deserved.
Mm-hmm, for sure. 45 on the rankings list that I'm looking at right now is where the Joker sits at. So
really?
Probably not great value for my 1-1 overall pick, but
okay.
I can get him back, I think.
Okay. I'm going to go Darth Vader.
Okay, this is a solid pick. That's probably the one I should have taken 1-1, but I had a personal agenda.
That's fine. I mean, I love Star Wars a lot. I was a Star Wars nerd as a kid.
Of course you were.
Darth Vader's pretty cool, man. Darth Vader's pretty cool. Episode 3, where you see him, you know, the origin of Darth Vader, it's pretty neat. Pretty cool.
Kind of a bad father.
I mean, no, I don't think anyone's saying he was a good father, mm-hmm. or even really a father at all, you know?
Good point by you.
You know, it was a little... He was a little absent, but I think there at the end, you know, he sent on some wisdom.
That's fair.
You know, right there at the last moment, like at the buzzer, he was like, "Hey, my bad, bro, my bad." And then they were like, "All right, cool."
It's fair. I think I'm gonna go with my second pick. I'm gonna go Hannibal Lecter from.
That's
Silence
a really
of the
good
Lambs.
One. That's a really good one. He was on my board. I mean,
he's number one on like all of the list I've seen. I just
number
because,
one.
Yeah, because I didn't take a 1-1 overall worthy pick right there.
You went
to
with
start,
the 1-1-1?
Needed to go 1-1 overall.
The 1-1-1-1-1-1
right
on all the lists you're looking at?
Yes.
How many minutes was he on screen? Like 17 minutes in that whole movie? Won an Oscar?
Yeah, Academy Award for the performance.
Anthony Hopkins, insane. Really, really, really good.
What year did that movie come out?
'93.
91. Close.
91.
Close.
Yeah, and I almost said 91, but felt too early. Okay, I'm trying to think of a... Give me Voldemort.
Okay, Voldemort?
Voldemort was pretty cool.
Fair enough.
You know, I'll get those two major franchises out of the way. I feel like that pulls on the graphic.
Yeah, I mean, those definitely play. You got the big fan base type villains. I might have better villains, per se, but like you definitely have the fan base.
I mean, Voldemort's whole thing, he tried to kill a kid. You know?
I feel like that's a common occurrence, but yeah. No, I know what
sure,
you mean.
Sure, but not in film, you know?
Yeah, no, that's like what I'm saying. Not in real life.
Then held the grudge. Like, it wasn't like, a, you know, something, you know, a robbery gone wrong, mm-hmm. you know? Voldemort was just straight up evil.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, give me that guy. He was a bad guy.
Fair
and
enough.
He had, like, a group of, like, groupies or, you know, roadies that would run around with him. The, what were those people called? You don't watch Harry Potter?
Harry Potter before.
He had the, I can't think. They had a pretty cool name. It was
Sick.
Just a group of, like, evil wizards.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
The Decepticons.
Literally, Wizard Decepticons. There you go. That was their name, yeah.
I think I'm going to go with my third pick here. See, this sets me up for my Mr. Irrelevant. Yeah, I'm still going to do it just because I need to. I'm going to go Wicked Witch of the West. Third overall pick.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one. I like that. I like that pick.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Obviously, yes, she had the flying monkeys.
We're scrapping the Tennessee Baseballs
yeah,
team.
Yeah, for sure. We can't take them as
that's
a
like
villain.
Drafting Smokey in the dog draft.
Yeah, that's not
college
fair.
Mascot draft. Like, yeah. That doesn't work.
No, that's not allowed. But the Wicked Witch of the West is a pretty solid pick. I'll give you that. I hadn't even thought of her.
Thank you very much for giving me it. It's your pick?
Yes.
Stalling a little bit?
Give
is
me
that
Thanos.
What I hear in your voice? It's a solid pick.
Give me Thanos.
Is a good pick.
Stalling? And then I come out of the gate with a ripper in the third round.
No, I was giving you suggestions for villains you could choose. Stalling.
He is a villain. That's a good villain, yeah. A few villains. You know, he also had a little group, you know? They ran in a little clique.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. I'm looking at real-life villains, but all of them are just like... way too serious, you know what I mean? Like
right.
They did some real bad things, not any fictional things. I was going to be like maybe a sports villain, but even then they don't compare to who I'm going to take right here. I'm in between two people, but I think this is my hardest pick by far, but I think I'm going to have to go. The shark from Jaws.
The shark from Jaws, okay. Does it have a name?
Bruce. The shark does not, but the animatronic
being...
Does
he ever call him anything?
No, but the it's just Jaws. It's just the
really?
Shark. It's just that thing.
Yeah.
But the animatronic head,
yeah,
that
they
was
named
the shark,
it Bruce.
They nicknamed that Bruce.
Which is how the fish in Finding Nemo got its name. I feel like he calls it, like, old wide eyes or something like that. At some point, when his eyes wide over.
Maybe.
Anybody listening...
It's been
a
minute since I've seen
anybody
Jaws.
That's seen Jaws recently... is going, hey, that wasn't a bad impression. Because I think that one was pretty good. God, I don't. Does the...
What
does,
was your last pick? I'm sorry.
Thanos.
Okay.
Does... We had the light come on. That's nice. Does Denzel in Training Day count?
I haven't seen Training Day.
Oh, I mean.
But maybe.
He's like a crooked cop. You know, and he breaks the law a lot.
I will let you take
cover
that.
Stuff up.
I'll let you take that if you can A, tell me his character name in Training Day. B, just know that.
Okay,
that's
no,
not
I couldn't
tell.
No, that's not a good pick. Okay, I thought about it. I thought that was a wild movie.
I would just like to let you know, but that is a bad pick.
Okay. Okay. How about just give me, dude? I'm having a hard time here, to be honest with you.
I can tell.
Give me Pennywise.
Okay, fair enough.
Pennywise.
Brought
is that
him
a
up
villain?
Earlier?
Is that technically?
Yes,
yeah.
Okay. I mean, if, like, Jason and Freddy Krueger are kind of on these lists, so I'll give you Pennywise.
Okay, cool.
As well, round down this list. First, actually, I want to mention the other two I was looking at that just are too niche for me. Like, they were ranked high at some list, but they're, like, my favorite movies, and so I didn't want to go that niche route because that's normally where I lose draft.
Right.
I wanted to take either Nurse Ratched from One Flew Over a Cuckoo's Nest,
yeah,
just a fantastic villain, or Mr. Potter from It's a Wonderful Life, but both of those a little too niche for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I didn't
Is Mr.
Think,
Potter the banker?
Yes, he's the guy who tries. I mean, he's it's supposed
it's been
to,
a long
yeah,
time.
Yeah, it's supposed to represent what big businessman, big capitalist,
big wig
type guys, corporations, I guess, taking over
the man,
the land. Yes, the man, and Jimmy Stewart was fantastic in that as
right.
well. But yeah, that's all I got.
Is that it?
Yeah, I mean that's it for me. Like Travis Bickle is on a couple of lists from Taxi Driver, but that movie confused me more than it really did anything else, and I don't
know. The T-1000.
It's not bad. Yeah, Terminator.
Yeah, Terminator 2, the best Terminator. Judgment Day.
Hans Gruber. From a Die Hard?
Yeah, I'm not a Die Hard guy. I don't like Die Hard at all.
Never seen Die Hard.
I'm not into those, like, action for the sake of action movies. Like, I'm not a big action movie guy.
Neither am I. I don't like watching things blow up.
Yeah, I don't need that.
Cruella DeVille from one of the
Cruella DeVille, that's
Dalmatian.
Not bad.
She's not a bad villain at all.
Yeah.
That's really all I got, though.
The lady from Get Out.
I haven't seen Get Out.
You haven't seen Get Out? You need to see Get Out. Get Out's pretty good.
Not a big horror movie guy. You know that.
I wouldn't call that horror.
But it's scary. It's scary.
No.
You can't tell me
it's I wouldn't
not,
call
yeah.
that scary.
No, it's
I
scary.
Wouldn't call it. I would call it, like, suspenseful.
Maybe I'm thinking of, what was the one with the people?
Us.
Yeah, Us.
Yeah, I've not seen Us.
That one
I have
me
seen
out.
Get Out. I would not call Get Out, like, a scary, scary movie.
Fair enough.
Like, it doesn't make you jump, but Fair. You're like, whoa. You should watch that movie.
But hit a quick break real quick after I run down this list.
Will, hit me with it.
Joker, Hannibal Lecter, Wicked Witch of the West, The Shark from Jaws.
I do like that pick.
Tucker, Darth Vader. Voldemort, Thanos, Pennywise. I think that's a pretty solid list.
I got a
on
heavy,
both sides.
Yeah. I got a heavy hitter squad. You got a heavy hitter squad.
I think mine are more niche, kind of like
right.
I
went with general franchises.
You got like an Oklahoma running back, an Alabama wide receiver,
yeah,
and a Clemson quarterback, and they're all probably going to play well together. But I went out there. I got a Wisconsin quarterback,
you found
and
a diamond
an
in the
Iowa
rough.
Tight end,
yeah,
some random Pac-12 running back. I got all these good guys.
You
who
can
I
still
think,
you can still go on a run.
Exactly, exactly. More overtime next. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Bad on a sneeze back in the studio. We're here. Overtime, Fandon Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville, live from the Fandon Radio studios. Hour two rolling right along. And Tucker, do you remember when I brought up this dude's girlfriend? Actually, I feel like I do that a lot. You remember when I brought up this dude's girlfriend from Philly?
This dude's girlfriend? Yes.
The perfect girlfriend. And by perfect, I don't mean she talks a little less than usual, but by perfect, I mean she has never seen a Philadelphia team lose while she has been in attendance.
Okay, no, we're on board now. No, I'm on board with you now. I was
did
thinking,
you not know who I was
I
talking
was thinking
about?
Of someone else. Yeah.
Who did you think I was talking about?
It was a reach.
How often do I talk about girls' boyfriend or boys' girlfriends?
Well, girlfriend would have threw me off, you know, would have made me wrong, but, you know, significant other maybe. I connected Philly with Will Smith because of Fresh Prince. And then Jada Pinkett Smith, and she had a tweet kind of go viral today. I thought that's what that we were somehow going to talk about, but no. Okay, the undefeated Philly girlfriend. Yes, I know who you're talking about. Yeah, she's like 27-0. You know?
Yes.
No, I got. Yeah.
Yes.
No, we're on the same page here.
Mark and Philly's girl. June 8th, he tweeted out public service announcement to my Sixers faithful. My girlfriend will be in attendance at the game tonight. She has never seen a Philadelphia loss. And we continue that streak against the Hawks in Game 2. Philadelphia won that game.
They did. I remember.
And today, Mark in Philly tweets out, PSA, I have decided to break the bank
to take
my girlfriend and her black magic to the Sixers game for game five tonight against the Hawks, against my better judgment. The Philadelphia sporting event win streak sits at 27-0.
Yeah, that's nuts.
And we do not plan on losing tonight. Trust the process.
That's nuts. It's nuts. How do you go to 27 games of a, especially a pro team where, like, the, you know, there's a bit of parity? You know, you could go to 29 UT season openers in the fall. Like, you can't anymore because we lost to Georgia State. But and go 29-0. Pro teams, that's nuts. That's
and
wild.
This isn't just the 76ers.
It's all
this
Philly.
Is Eagles. This is
Flyers.
Flyers, Phillies. I couldn't think of the two that have the start. I almost said start with an F, but then I would have been wrong, too.
Yeah, I was about to say no.
Do not start with an
F. Yeah. It's a lot of pressure on her, though. I feel like I wouldn't want to go to a game this big with a streak like that. If they, you know, if they were all pro sports and, like, you know, these were real games that I've been to.
Do you think she knows her streak?
Oh, for sure. He's kept her up, yeah.
Really?
By game three, he was like, you're 3-0. You're 3-0. And she was like, wow. And then, you know, here they are. And she did not start this. Okay, okay. He's the one tweeting. If I had a girlfriend that was 29-0, I would be the one tracking that.
Marry that woman.
Yeah, she wouldn't be my girlfriend anymore.
That'd be your wife.
That'd be my wife, and we would go every Saturday and Sunday. It would be our job. I would find a way to, you know, get the teams to give us tickets so that they would win every week.
Fair, fair. But the Philadelphia Sixers are hosting the Atlanta Hawks tonight. That's why Mark and Philly is going to the game.
Yes.
Hawks, right now, a 7-point underdog. Philadelphia, the 7.5 favorites in this one.
It is back in Philly.
It is back in Philly. But it looked like I saw something, or I think it was Cam who said that Cam Reddish might be available. I don't know if they'll play him or not, but there's something there. But Hawks, Philadelphia 76ers, obviously last game was the Trae Young game where he didn't
Absolutely.
Have the greatest shooting night, but 26 points,
yeah.
18 assists. Do you think we're still due for another Trae Young breakout game, or do you see Mark and Philly being successful tonight?
Well, Philly is, you know, they're a pretty passionate sports town.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think the arena will be rocking. I think Trae Young will respond well to that, you know, just as he did in Madison Square Garden. I think he's going to play well. I don't like Trae Young's style of basketball.
You
not a
like
fan
Trae
of it.
Young?
I don't dislike him as a person. You know, like, a lot of people who hate LeBron don't just hate him, you know, as a basketball player. They don't, you know, he drives too much. You know, there's no problem with his game. It's just him. It's no problem with Trae Young. He just plays a little. I'm just not a fan of that style.
You do realize he plays exactly like
James
your favorite
Harden.
Player of all time, in terms of the length of three, the play style. The
I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the attempting to draw a foul. 20. That's priority number one. Priority number two is to score back, like make shots. That's what I'm not a huge fan of. He looks like James Harden of 2 years ago.
I mean, you got to defend without fouling. Yeah, I do agree with you.
I guess.
We had this conversation on the Blitz, I believe.
It's just, and I'm not, like, discrediting him for it.
Yeah.
It's just an ugly brand of basketball to watch,
yeah,
to
I
be
mean,
honest
It's
with
like
you.
A pitcher always getting a bunch of outs with the shift on. Like,
yeah.
How much is that to the pitcher? A little apples to oranges there. But, like, Trae Young is one of those guys that the league is now looking to kind of look on why the issue is with these unnatural shot motions and stuff
it's
like
weird.
That.
It's weird. I don't like it.
And we had the conversation about it on the Blitz, and I think I agree with in terms of, like, look into it, see what rules you can make. But right now, I don't understand why you wouldn't use the rules to your advantage when the offense is getting so much extra help almost. You got to take advantage of that. If you're a defender, you got to understand that you have to defend without fouling or he's going to draw that foul. Like that's just a smart basketball play. Now, I agree with you in terms of, like, it's kind of cheap? Yes.
It is cheap.
It is a smart basketball play.
It shows
the basketball IQ of a guy who's undersized a little bit and needs to do everything he can to get to his spots, to take advantage of his opportunities.
Yeah, I mean, Trae Young, do it. It works, obviously. I mean, you're where you're at right now. I'm not, you know, saying that he should stop.
It sounds like you're saying he should stop.
It's just not aesthetically pleasing, is really. That's why I'm not a huge fan of his game, but he goes out and he gets it done. That's where this whole thing was started. I don't, you know, really like his style of play, but he goes out and he puts up points and, you know, he gets the job done at the end of the day. I think the Hawks will play well. I think the Hawks will win tonight, yeah.
You think?
I think so.
They end Mark and Philly's girlfriend's record?
I think so, yeah. I think it was dumb for them to go to this game.
I don't know. I think it all is going to come down to...
Glenn's riding high off that last game.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. Momentum
is real.
It comes back to the turnovers. Like, they only had 4 turnovers in that game.
Right.
And they only won by 3. I know it was a big comeback and a very impressive comeback, but when you only win a game by 3 with only having 4 turnovers,
yeah,
you got to be worried about that. Mm-hmm. Now, Philadelphia did shoot the ball insanely well to start the game and then fell off badly. They ended up only shooting 43% from the field and 40% from the three-point line, but Atlanta only shot 36 and 30 respectively as well. So, like, not the most impressive brand of basketball on that side. I really do think it's, and this sounds stupid, but it's going to come down to the turnovers because they got out-rebounded in that game. They had the equal amount of personal fouls. The only two differences was on the turnover sheet and on the final scoreboard. Like, that's the only place where Atlanta kind of beat them out. So I think if Philadelphia can just play their game and Atlanta doesn't have a freakish game where they only have single-digit turnovers, I think Philadelphia gets the win. But I would be very impressed
if... Yeah, I mean,
if
Philly's the heavy favorite.
For sure.
You said they were favored by...
7.5.
That's a lot.
I think Atlanta's going to cover it. I don't think this is going to be a blowout game. I think this is going to be a close game.
So what's
but
the story?
But that also makes me nervous about being a close game because... Philadelphia doesn't really have a last shot kind of guy.
No, they don't got Ben Simmons to take that last shot 3 or even a long 2.
Yeah, I don't know if I trust the other Curry brother. No offense to Tobias Harris, but I don't know if I trust the ball in his hands that much. But that like that's
you know
the number
he
one
has
guy.
Hit some big shots
but that's,
though.
That has to be the number one guy.
You yeah, no, yeah, Cor- it, it's him.
Korkmaz. You want Tyrese Maxey or
you want
Matisse
Embiid
Thybul,
taking the shot, right?
Shake Milton. I mean, Embiid missed it. Like that's the thing. Like he missed.
I know.
He missed that game winner.
Yes.
Like you would want him taking the shot if he doesn't. Miss it and is also not injured all the time.
Yes. What is the story with him? I try to keep up with the NBA. There's always so much crap going on all sorts of different teams, and I'm not an NBA person. I keep people saying he's not playing, but he is playing.
I don't know if he's playing or not. He is definitely hurt. Like once again was listed questionable. This is 26 minutes ago. Okay, 26 minutes ago, he is available and starting in Game 5 tonight. But he was, again, listed as questionable earlier today, and it's no surprise he'll continue to keep playing through the knee injury. 27-year-old will attempt to get back on track after struggling in Game 4 with only 17 points, 4 of 20 shooting, and 21 rebounds, though.
Okay, so that is... That is the reason.
I just don't know how healthy he is.
Yeah, but also I think I see people saying, you know, well... Embiid's not playing, you know. It'll be better when Embiid's playing. But he is playing. I see they're making fun of Philly. That makes sense now. I just don't, like, I don't know, man. This team, this Philly team doesn't seem to really have, it's a very dry team.
Yeah.
You know? There's no flashiness to it. It's like a Spurs team. Even though the Spurs had some flash. With Tony Parker.
Yeah, I mean, you got a little bit more crap talking from Joel Embiid than
right.
the usual
Sure, yeah,
Spurs
he's
going to
fight people.
But, like, that's really it.
I mean, when it comes to just basketball, it's not a lot of flair. It's
not
very,
a lot of excitement.
You know, just...
It's a boring brand of basketball. You
it
can
is.
Say it. You
yeah,
can say
it's
it.
Boring.
I think that's because we're accustomed to seeing a bunch of threes.
It's
and
fun.
A bunch of
that's,
fast-paced
that's
basketball.
Fun.
Yeah.
Three's worth more than a 2.
For
that's
sure.
for sure.
For sure.
Scientifically proven.
Speaking of injured players who are not playing in a Game 5 tonight, Kawhi Leonard. Had an ACL injury. Did you not see
this? Yeah, I did. I had forgotten. But it's not torn, right?
No, it just says, Sham just tweeted out ACL injury. There's
well,
no information
vague.
About...
I mean, did he tweak it? Did he, you know, did he sprain it?
He did play like a couple more minutes before getting taken out of the game after tweaking it in the game. He injured it in Game 4, so there is the possibility that it's not completely torn or he wouldn't have played on it. So I think it is just a strain or a sprain or whatever you want to call it. But those are still, I mean, that's still a very challenging thing to come back from.
He can't dunk like he did the other night on that.
No, for sure not.
No way. His leg would explode.
But Clippers, Jazz, tied 2-2. Jazz right now a 7-point favorite. Do you see playoff P stepping up tonight, or is it going to be Donovan Mitchell and the Jazz taking a 3-2 lead?
It's kind of the same way of I just don't believe in Philly, but that's because they play boring basketball and can't shoot. The Clippers they got the names. I just don't think they have the heart. They don't play like a team.
And without Kawhi, I think that's going to go even further down.
Yeah, I lean Jazz, especially since it's in Utah. I don't know if the Clippers can win in Utah.
Last series, the away team won every game until the Clippers closed it out. At home. Like, the away team started Dallas up 2-0, and then the Clippers won 2 in Dallas, and it went back and forth until the Clippers closed it out in 6, I believe, in Dallas. I could be wrong on, like, what game or anything, but it was in Dallas when they closed it out. Or, I mean, at home when they closed it out. My apologies. This is a different series.
It's the all the home teams
going,
right?
Yes, the Jazz started up 2-0. Clippers came back, tied it 2-2. So I think this is going to continue the same way. Jazz get the win tonight. This one's going to 7, though.
That's what I'm thinking.
And the winner of this plays the Suns, which I want to get to next.
Sitting and chilling, waiting.
Yes, but I don't know if I would say chilling.
Definitely you're right. Waiting. You're right. They aren't
don't
chilling.
Know if I would say chilling, as the news came out today that CP3 in NBA COVID protocols is out indefinitely. Now, indefinitely does not, I mean...
Doesn't mean forever.
It does mean unlimited time, but it also means unspecified time. And I think they're using the unspecified version of this word, not the unlimited version of this word.
Yeah. He is vaccinated, correct? Does that not have a play?
I don't
want
to say that. Like, I don't want to say that. But there were, Jalen Rose did go on ESPN this morning and say that he was vaccinated. And
so Jalen Rose says that he's vaccinated.
Yes. And then there was this dude, let me find the tweet. It was, I can't even remember his name, but it was just some Arizona reporter who tweeted out, I remember CP3 got vaccinated at the fairgrounds in February. So,
okay.
People think he's vaccinated, but I don't want to say that without a doubt because I got no clue.
Yeah, I mean, you could probably go to his Twitter and then hit search vaccinated. He, you know, a bunch of people were tweeting out their cards. You could probably just see.
I don't know if CP3 tweeted out his card.
He might not have. I don't know. A lot of celebrities were, though.
It's true.
So, I mean, what's the outlook here? I mean, is he back? You know, next series
so
at some point?
The rules for the COVID isolation periods have evolved throughout the season in correlation with the increased vaccine numbers. If Paul is already vaccinated, he could be facing a shorter absence from the Suns. Coach Monty Williams wouldn't say whether he expected him to be available for game one of the West Finals. I'm not even going to go there until I have to, so there's no reason for me to be pessimistic at all, Williams said. We just have to wait and see what's going to happen. Suns said Paul's status will be evaluated again Saturday. Williams said he and Paul have talked daily this week. Thankfully, we put ourselves in a position where we have time, Williams said. But at the same time, as the coach, I have to think through those scenarios. I've thought a lot about it. We haven't made a decision yet because we don't have to. But it is a process for me to think about who starts and the rotation after it.
I mean... So you don't really find out a ton right there.
No, my faith isn't going to waver now because we've had a few obstacles, Williams said. We've had obstacles all season long and gotten through a lot of stuff. You look forward to these challenges, you embrace them, and move forward.
Yeah, it's a good coach speak.
I mean, yeah, that's what you're going to get.
But, I mean, I don't think the whole team will collapse. You know, you're not going to get swept without Chris Paul. I don't think you can win a series, though.
Like,
I think you can maybe extend a series long enough and keep you in the game till maybe a game five, game six.
I think if you drop two games, as long as you split the first three, that sounds stupid because you have to split. As long as you get, like, I think two out of the first four. Mm-hmm. As long as you win one out of the first three, if you go down 3-0, it's over. That sounds stupid, but like, as long as you get two out of the first four and you're going in tied to game five, I think you're okay. It doesn't matter what way you do it. If you lose and you go down 2-1 and then are able to tie it up, or if you start 2-0 and go down and to tie it 2-2, like, I think if you can split the first four, you're okay. If you go down 3-1 without Chris
Paul,
you're
in a world of trouble. Hopefully he would be back by then, right?
Yeah, hopefully.
I mean, that you're going on almost 2 weeks. Right? I mean, from now, where the series hasn't even started yet.
It depends on how long the Jazz and Clippers series. If the Jazz win the next two or the Clippers win the next two and it's over quickly, it will be a quick turnaround for them.
So hopefully that goes to 7 for them in their case. For Matt Huckabee's case, you know, he's a little worried about this.
I know. I wouldn't be, though. I think everything will be okay.
You think he's going to get back in time?
I think everything will turn out okay.
It would be a bummer if this, you know, the Suns team, their season, you know, the way things have went, looking like they have a chance to go to the finals, you know, have a good shot at a ring. You know, what if that gets, you know, that fire gets extinguished by
It might just light a little bit more. I mean, they have the Suns and four guy. They found out who he was.
They found him?
Did you?
I have not seen an update.
Other. media company that we are both big fans of.
Gotcha. They found him.
Two shows that we're huge fans of got an interview with him. Very interesting interview.
Gotcha.
Apparently Devin Booker has been in contact with them.
That's cool.
So you'll definitely see Suns and Four guy again.
Okay.
He will definitely be a part of something.
He's on the team now?
Yeah, yeah.
He's actually dressing out.
He had a quote where it was like, what do you want out of all of this? Like, what's your main goal now that Devin Booker's like texting you? He's like, you know, like, I don't really want that much. Just I guess like just maybe shoot around with the guys a little bit.
That'd be pretty cool.
Just go through the layup line.
Yeah.
And just, like,
you know, give me a uniform, maybe my own number.
Just treat me like Drake. Like,
maybe throw another chair on the end of the bench. Maybe I hang out, you know? Maybe next season too, a couple after that. Hey, let's see where it goes. Who knows?
It reminded me of a very funny tweet I saw last night. We went over hypotheticals earlier.
Yeah.
There was one hypothetical I saw last night that was a Yankees home run ball is hit to you, and it's a milestone home run ball. Let's say, like, Aaron Judge hit his 500th home run in the season. Like, a crazy milestone. Obviously, that can't happen. I'm not that big of an idiot. But you see what I'm saying.
Right,
in terms
yeah.
of, like,
I get you. The leverage you have. Ball. Yes.
And the Yankees walk up to you and ask you for it. What are you telling them they have to do? The quote tweet just said, I get to play left field for 3 innings.
You know what? Yeah, that's pretty good. I'd slip it in my pocket and be like, all right, give me 3 at-bats. I need 3. Give me a full game as center.
Load the bases for me.
Yeah, I need you guys to let me pinch hit with the bases loaded one time, and a full game starter at, you know, yeah, right field. Stick me in right field. I don't want to be in left field. That's a little scary.
Birthday's next. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Happy birthday.
Overtime, hour two, concluding right here. Final segment, we end it like we do every day with a game of birthdays. You know how it goes if you're a listener. And if you're not a listener, you should start listening more. I swear we're pretty good at this thing.
If you're not a listener, how? You're listening.
What are you doing?
You're listening right now.
Not a great birthday day. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. I'll go ahead and preemptively say that. Not a fantastic day at all, but not a bad day by any means either. Some solid
names.
Any
day's a good day.
Yeah, yeah, any day can be
Happy
a good
birthday.
Day. Happy birthday to everyone out there who is
living and not living, maybe,
I was about
on the,
say, that
based
seems
on
really,
the birthdays.
Seems really exclusive.
That's fair.
If you're dead, screw you.
I don't think they care.
Go pee on some graves. Speaking of dead, this one is a dead person. June 17th, 1971, New York City, New York. Passed away September 13th, 1996, at the age of 25. Or did they? Rapper. Also known
Tupac.
There you go. Can you give me his full name?
Tupac Shakur.
There you go.
Yeah. I know Tupac's
it
name.
It said also known as just then Tupac, like the two and then Pac
yeah.
instead of Tupac, the name.
Right.
So I figured maybe just make you give me the name just in
okay.
case.
Yeah, I know his name.
I figured. But still.
Big Tupac fan. I side with him more than Biggie, if I had to choose.
It's fair.
Even though I'm not from anywhere near the West.
Apparently Diddy was supposed to get hit, not Biggie. Biggie was an accident.
Oh, is that your conspiracy?
No, it's not.
Is that a fact?
I mean, it's not my conspiracy. I read it in a conspiracy
on a
theory
tweet?
Talking about rap lyrics.
Okay, that's pretty neat.
Suge Knight, apparently. I don't know.
I mean, anything involving Suge Knight's a little scary.
A little sus.
Yeah, he does some wild things.
June 16th, 1959, Crawfordsville, Indiana, April 8th, 2014, passed away at the age of 54. Wrestler. I very high up on the list for a wrestler. Like, I didn't even have to click the wrestler category, so I figured I could do him because he was like the 15th name on the list as a wrestler. So I hope
2014?
You know who this is. WWF icon named James Helwig, who wrestled under such ring name as this, was in the 1980s and 1990s. He was an amateur bodybuilder while attending Indiana State. He was a one-time heavyweight champion in the WWF and a two-time intercontinental champion. He had two daughters, Indiana and Madigan, with his second wife, Dana Vale. He won the WWF championship when he defeated Hulk Hogan at WrestleMania VI.
WrestleMania 6? Oof. Okay, Dusty Rhodes?
Let me think. A type of frisbee and your favorite basketball team.
It's the Ultimate Warrior,
baby.
It is
the Ultimate Warrior.
Okay, yeah, King. The Ultimate Warrior is a king.
Good enough to do? Okay.
Hell yeah, he's a legend.
R.I.P. to the king.
It's just hard. Like, I mean, there was a lot of guys in that era that were champs and like fit a lot of that description without knowing much about, you know, their
backstory or anything.
Like, or like what they looked like.
Everything's
or,
made up. It would be like trying to hint at a movie character almost. You know what I mean?
But yeah, the Ultimate Warrior, I mean, some great gifts for him. You know, the shaking of the ropes, the running to the ring.
That's the guy.
That's the Ultimate Warrior.
That's
yes.
the runner? Okay, fair.
Yes,
fair.
The Ultimate Warrior was pretty cool.
I think the only one I could probably, like, I obviously Hulk Hogan and, like, the top guys, but I think, like, the one I
Hulk
truly
Hogan was okay.
remember, like, I didn't like him, but, like, I remember the top guys, but the one I truly, like, remember seeing GIFs and stuff of a lot of times or, like, videos when I was a kid, Macho Man Randy Savage is the one that always sticks in my brain.
Yeah, Macho
him
Man
and,
was...
Him and Ric Flair.
Macho Man Randy Savage.
June 16th, 1999.
I don't know if that was good or not.
Just
with you.
Born in the United States is what they have as his birthplace.
Okay.
Just United States. So he was born somewhere
he's an American.
Within the continental.
They say, where are you from? And he says, America.
22 years old wide receiver who was the leading wide receiver for the Louisiana State University Tigers in 2018.
Jamar
with 54
Chase.
Catches and 875 yards and 6 touchdowns. No. He was selected 22nd overall in the 2020 draft by the Minnesota Vikings. He then
set
that is,
rookie records. Jefferson. It is Justin Jefferson.
It is Justin Jefferson.
Boom. Crushed it. Nailed it. First try.
Sure. Golfer.
Phil Mickelson.
It is Phil Mickelson.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Is it really?
It's Phil Mickelson's
Happy
birthday.
Happy birthday, Phil.
The lefty.
Hell yeah.
Did you see where...
that rocks.
Did you see where they're having to do like seven-digit liabilities most sportsbooks are because so many people are taking his 50-to-1 odds to win the U.S. Open out of recency bias? I also found it very funny.
He's not winning the U.S. Open.
They kept calling him the lefty. Like he was like it was some sort of political piece. They're like,
oh, the lefty.
Sportsbooks are having to hedge on the lefty. And I was like, what did Joe Biden do this time?
Yeah. That's his name, though. He's lefty.
I figured he was lefty.
Yeah.
Let me keep clicking.
He's my hero.
Here. Oh, my computer froze.
Best lefty of all time, I would think.
My computer has frozen. I don't know if we're going to be able to do birthdays anymore.
Okay, well, that's fine. Do you want me to just keep talking about Phil? Because I could for a while.
Sure.
I mean, yeah, he's who got me into golf. You know, he was left-handed. I was left-handed.
We're back.
Okay, cool.
Sorry, I didn't mean to
that's
cut
as far
you off
as I could go,
quickly.
Really. So that was it. That was the.
That I didn't mean to cut you off that quick. I just
that was
to,
the whole monologue.
I just had to force quit real quick.
You didn't cut off anything. That was I got it out.
Everything you wanted to say right there.
So who's next? What's next?
I got to scroll still. Here we go.
Okay.
June 16th, 1993, Ukraine, 28 years old. I think you know who this is. Like, I hope you know who this is. Was a big name at one point. He was a 7-foot Ukrainian center who played at Maryland. He was drafted 5th overall by the Phoenix Suns in the 2013 draft. That's the draft with Giannis in it. Played a little bit of basketball, but not a ton.
Oh, no.
Ended up being out of the league fairly quickly. He was teammates with Eric Bledsoe on the 2013 Phoenix Suns.
Mm.
Very simple name. 4 letters for the first name, 3 letters for the second name. A-L.
A-L? A-L?
It's not a Ukrainian name, if that's what you're
Alec
trying to
Burke.
Think. It would be one. That's also not
that's
a
not
player.
The letters don't match up. Who cares?
Alex Len.
Alex Len. Yeah, I know him. Yeah, he played for the Suns, was teammates with...
You can't even remember who I said he was teammates
Bledsoe.
With.
Bledsoe. Him and Bledsoe were teammates.
Sure. Yeah, he was teammates with Eric Bledsoe.
Yeah. I told you, I know Alex Len.
There's not a lot of football players born today besides Justin Jefferson that I see that are really worth doing. Like,
okay.
So we're going to skip those.
I mean...
Guitarist?
Not a lot of people born today.
Yeah, not a lot.
Anybody who had a baby today, it's not looking great for your kid to be famous.
Yeah, get them famous. We need more.
We need more. So,
baseball players.
You know, preferably make them. You know, somehow like the first infant celebrity, so that it can be their birthday
just quick
next year, so that
we don't struggle.
Yeah, so we don't have to wait. You know, years.
It's still not a good birthday. I'm clicking through every category, man. I'm trying. I think I'm just gonna go over this day in history.
Just go to this day in history. Tell me what happened today. Today,
on,
yesterday.
On this, there we go. Abraham Lincoln said a house divided cannot stand, accepting the Illinois Republican Party's nomination for Senate.
Okay, that's pretty good.
In the world of sports, let's scroll real quick.
Ask me, though. Ask me something.
Oh, you want questions?
If there's anything good.
Fair.
I'd be down. I could pull off, you know. I've been doing pretty good.
NBA Finals 2015, the Golden State Warriors beat the Cleveland Cavaliers in Game 6, and this man wins Finals MVP.
Andre Iguodala.
There you go.
Yeah.
I figured you knew that one, but it was the first one that popped up.
Curry should have got it, but I mean, cool for Iggy. Cool for Iggy. You know, he played good defense.
In 1996, the 50th NBA championship is played. The Chicago Bulls beat this team 4-2.
In 96?
In 96.
96. Who are they playing in 96? Is that the Rockets?
That would be the Seattle Supersonics.
Mm. Okay. Didn't the Rockets have a little moment in there
they
somewhere?
They did. They won the 95 championship.
Okay, right. They were the gap between the three-peats.
Yes, yes. You had 90 to 93, or 91 to 94, and then 95, and then 96 to 98, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so.
1993, this baseball player, Hall of Fame outfielder, slugs his 100th career home run in Seattle.
Ken Griffey Jr.
That is Ken Griffey Jr.
Stud.
Not a lot going on in the same history.
That's okay.
It's a boring day.
That happens, man. And that just happens.
This musical that then turned movie first opens in Chicago, Illinois.
The Sound of Music.
I drafted a character from this.
Is the Wizard of Oz?
It is the Wizard of Oz.
It is the Wizard of freaking Oz, people. That's pretty cool.
This
Wizard of Oz is slept on.
This music couple releases their joint album, Everything is Love.
A couple?
2018.
This is Love?
Everything is Love.
Everything is Love.
2018. This
two singers?
Hip-hop power couple.
Kim and Kanye.
Probably the two most influential in the R&B
pop
music.
It's freaking stupid Beyonce and Jay-Z.
It is stupid Beyonce and Jay-Z. We'll be back tomorrow. Don't go anywhere. I mean, you can go somewhere, but it's not the greatest idea.
Take
your time. We are on the app, so you can take us wherever.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
We'll be here.
We'll see you tomorrow.
We'll see you tomorrow.
I'll see you tomorrow on the Blitz and on Overtime. Don't forget to tune into both.
We love you guys twice.